Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Kerr, Bobby, Maggie, and Leloberry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas.
Saga 3. 66 NYA. Not 4. I found the cave as I felt the light begin to fade. My hunger was now raging, as was my thirst, and I was exhausted. But I had to be careful the cave did not already have an occupant. I waited by the entrance for a few minutes, then took some tentative steps inside, then stopped and waited again. There were no sounds. I went in deeper and saw the cave went far back. I would have to trust there wasn't anything back there, and it would want to eat me. I put the meat down on the rock, then went in search of kindling and materials to start a fire. Fortunately, that didn't take long, and with the weakening light, I searched for the last and most important item, water. Again, I was in luck. Down some distance away from the cave, I found a big lake stretching far and wide. Close to the water's edge, there were these giant trees with alien-looking seed pods dangling from the branches. They were all clearly out of reach from me, and I wasn't about to try climbing any of these strange-looking trees. But on the ground were dropped seed pods. Most of them had broken open and dried out. I looked until I found a couple that would work as large bowls. I was still carrying my improvised axe. Never leave home without it, no? And proceeded to scrape the insides of the seed pods for any loose bits. I then washed them both clean in the lake water and filled them each to the brim. I secured my tool and then carried them both back to the cave. I was approaching my limits. What I was carrying was priceless for me. You may be asking why I didn't drink any water at the lake, and that way what I was bringing back would go even further. Please be patient and I shall explain. When I returned to my new home that I hoped had remained unoccupied, I actually thought this likely, as any nearby creatures, especially if they were carnivores, would have smelled the blood and raw meat and been drawn to it. I laid the seed pods of water down carefully, jamming them between the rocks so they wouldn't actually overturn. And then I collapsed for 10 minutes to regain what little energy I had left. When I came to, I was still famished and very thirsty, but at least had some of my strength back. I proceeded to prepare a fire deep within the cave so that it wouldn't be visible from the entrance, where twilight had made itself known. I needed to get this fire started soon, or I would be in complete darkness and completely screwed. The bedding of small pieces of wood and tinder was ready. I had my rock and piece of flint I'd easily found amongst the many rocks of the cave. Then it was just a case of striking the flint on the rock in such a way as to cause sparks. Those sparks would fall upon the dry tinder and start a small fire. At least that was what I hoped. This was primordial earth where the rules of fire making might not apply in the same way, given the completely different vegetation. Nevertheless, I remained confident. Mere good 15 minutes in the waning light of what remained of the day. Twilight was coming to an end, and full night was now making itself known. Enough sparks fell to ignite the tinder, and with some gentle breaths, the small flames grew into larger ones and multiplied, and not too long later, I had a warm and comforting fire going. There was something so relaxing about it, and hopeful. Here I was, stuck in this doomed time for any human where so much out there could easily kill me without a moment's thought. But I had made fire, which was giving me warmth and light, but also cooking the meat now which I had attached to sticks, therefore making the energy of the food that more easier to access, giving me very necessary sustenance. The fire was also a potent weapon if it became necessary. Every creature from every time knew the risks and dangers of fire and the harm it could cause, so I felt safer for the first time since arriving in this Jurassic period, if that's when it actually was. I made sure to cook the meat thoroughly, practically burning it, as I wanted to be sure any bacteria or other living microbes on it were certainly dead, and would therefore not risk infecting me with some unknown illness. I was not surprised to find it was absolutely delicious. I was starving after all, but it was juicy and tasted like high-quality beef. It wasn't long before I had consumed it all. In the meantime, I had placed the water-filled seed pods upon the hot coals, paying close attention that they did not burn. They turned out to work as excellent saucepans. a little bit longer and the water inside was bubbling. Using a pair of flat rocks, I lifted the seed pods out from the coals without spilling any water, and then had to painstakingly wait for it to cool. Like the meat, I had no idea what might be living and swimming around in the lake water that, upon entering my body, would soon start multiplying and taking over for all I knew. Eventually the water was cool enough to drink, and I ended up consuming an entire seed pod. But I had little to worry about, for I had another full one, and plenty more water available where that came from. Feeling satiated for the first time that day, both with hunger and my thirst finally quenched, I went to the outside of the cave in the darkness, and both urinated and defecated. Then I returned to my simple bedding I had put together while the water was cooling. It consisted of soft pliable sticks and branches, and a number of large leaves for padding. I wrote in this journal for some time until my eyes grew heavy, said my prayers, and then laid down to sleep. How much I will sleep, we shall have to see as I write these last words for the night. There is an ongoing cacophony of strange sounds out there in the world that makes it all feel very alien to me. I will sleep close to the fire for warmth and protection, and hope that if I do sleep, I will wake periodically to feed the fire with more wood. In the morning we shall see how things are, and I should like to explore what is at the bottom of this cave. For now, I bid you good night.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.